From the basement, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Conan O'Brien tweets, I think I took the wrong pill from that Morpheus guy. Conan again, you can make any sentence creepier by adding consenting to it. Just two consenting adults riding a tandem kayak. I like that one a lot. Conan, a third time, says, can we agree anyone who's ironed his clothes in the last 4 months is a psychopath? Lynn Shawcroft, who is married to Mitch Hedberg, said, I'm going to fix that joke. I'm going to take all the words out and add new ones. Quoting Mitch Hedberg there, Larry the Cable Guy says, so I'm on a diet, and I know I won't be cheating this time because my wife just found the burner phone I used to call Uber Eats when she's away from the house. Late night shows are off this week, so no late night jokes. But Jimmy Kimmel will be back soon. He has announced his summer hiatus ends, and he'll be back on September 21st. That's the day after he hosts the Emmy Awards. What a coincidence. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to its regular home at the El Capitan in Hollywood, says The Hollywood Reporter, and it will return to its regular one-hour format. Things are starting to get back to normal, which is good. Tom Segura is selling cold brew coffee. He's teamed up with a brand called Stoke, ST, lowercase o with a line over it, capital K, Stoke. Cold Brew unveiled a new partnership with Tom Segura, where he has begun designing limited edition tumblers for the company. These designs poke fun at the fascination everyone has with pumpkin stuff. Segura said in a statement, everyone knows I do not take myself seriously at all, but I'm serious AF about cold brew coffee shaking up the most basic season. This tumbler pokes fun at the sometimes ridiculous fall frenzy that comes with the onset of the season, so whether you're an all-out pumpkin fan, we created something to hold your stoke cold brew so you can take on the season. You guys are welcome for the free ad there. Hey, Tom Segura, good job. From the laugh button, some of the master recordings from Rudy Ray Moore's risque comedy albums are up for auction. You know Rudy Ray Moore. He's Dolomite. You watched the Eddie Murphy movie on Netflix. It was a very good movie. Moore's manager, Donald H. Randell, is working on his own Rudy Ray Moore documentary and cartoon series, really. And he says, as a kid under the age of 10, I used to sneak and listen to Rudy Ray Moore on 8-track tape in my older brother Randy's lowrider car. I'd be laughing so hard. I clearly remember those days. I'm so blessed to have worked with Rudy for so many years, to have helped lift him up when he was down, and to have seen the unfiltered Rudy Ray Moore with my own eyes. Sean Peace is the person who's handling the auction. Sean says Randell is offering fans of Moore's over-the-top characters and performances a once-in-a-lifetime chance to own a piece of the comedy canon. The new owner of these masters have an awesome opportunity to breathe new life into Rudy's comedy and bring in brand new audiences that will significantly increase the value. The auction's taking place now through September 10th. Get in on that. Here's a press release from Simon & Schuster. And Laugh Out Loud, that's the comedy brand and multi-platform entertainment company founded by Kevin Hart. They are proud to announce an agreement to adapt Laugh Out Loud's Comedy in Color stand-up franchise to the audiobook format. The first title from LOL Audio is Laugh Out Loud Presents Comedy in Color Volume 1. It is hosted by Little Rel and will be published on September 29th. The press release says, Comedy in Color, Volume 1, welcomes listeners to the largest international comedy festival on earth with curated stand-up sets from 10 jam-packed shows at the world-famous Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. Some of those comedians, Godfrey, Ronnie Chang, Nate Bargatze, Chris Lynch, who's a suit at Simon & Schuster, says, comedy has long enjoyed enormous success on audio, from classic albums by Richard Pryor and Lenny Bruce to recent audiobook bestsellers by Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. We're thrilled to partner with Laugh Out Loud to expose this amazing array of comedians to the audiobook audience. Lou Rel said, I'm excited to host this Comedy in Color audiobook and take listeners on a hilarious ride with a diverse set of comedians who got jokes. Tim Minchin spoke to the Laugh Button. Are you down with Tim Minchin? I love Tim Minchin. Now, the writer of this article in the Laugh Button wrote, the first time I actually saw you, Tim Minchin, was here at the Just for Laughs Festival like 10 years ago in Chicago. Time out. I was at that show. Tim walks out. He looks like a rock star. He's so talented. He's playing the piano. I have no idea what I'm about to see. And he crushed it. Crushed it. I became an evangelizer for Tim Minchin. And at Sirius, we did Tim Minchin Week, and he came up, and he was super cool. I'm surprised he never popped more here in the States. Maybe I'm not surprised because it's not really an American-style act. Like, Tom Segura is like an American-style act, but Tim Minchin is so, so talented. Check him out if you haven't already, and I'm probably going to play him on next week's Live by Live weekly comedy thing show that you should be listening to. Tell you more about that on the weekend. But Tim is great. So the author said, the first time I saw you was here at the Just for Last Festival like 10 years ago in Chicago. Tim said, that's so good. I did a couple things there that I'm trying to remember the room. I feel like it was quite a small kind of cabaret room. The author writes, yeah, it was a small room. It's Lincoln Hall, and it was across the street from the Biograph where John Dillinger was shot. You could literally see it from across the club. Tim said, wow, I absolutely love Chicago. I've always had such a good time there and just the world there. I've always had good gigs there. But also, I just love being there and going for a run along the lake. I really wish I could spend more time there. I wish I could go anywhere at the moment. Yeah, Chicago is awesome. I also like running along the lake. So the author reminds us of those days and wrote, when Tim first came to prominence in 2005, after playing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival for the first time, he was heralded as the next big thing in musical comedy. His songs had a certain intellectual quality that had been absent since the days of Tom Lehrer. In 2010, his career as a comedian got so big that he was selling out arenas in the UK and his native Australia. He wound up in America and did some shows in LA for a few years, working on a project at DreamWorks that got canned before moving back to Australia. And it was time to move on to the next thing. That next thing is Upright. It is a new show now streaming on Sundance Now. The series follows Minchin as a former rock star, Lucky. Yeah, he'd be really good as a former rock star. You know, 10 years have gone by. He's a little older now. I could see that a lot. As former rock star Lucky, traveling through the desert penniless and with a 16-year-old Meg, 16 in quotes, the series manages to be dramatic, funny, and touching in all one swoop. So if this series is the result of wanting to leave comedy behind and move on to the next thing, then it seems to be all for the best. Tim's thoughts when the pandemic started, he said, I think my immediate concern, I mean, I don't know how much people really understand this, but when you're the name on the poster, and the tours I do these days have an 8-piece band and my touring crew is 18 people, and those people are all freelancers, you know, they're getting paid week to week. So my main concern was, oh, shoot, I've got 18 people who rely on me. So that was the hard thing, really, and I didn't have much time to think about the kind of weirdness of stopping and obviously all the people that have bought tickets. I guess what I'm saying is it becomes a logistical challenge. You know, it's a bit like when someone dies and for the first few weeks, all you could think about is the arrangements. So it was a bit like that. Obviously not as dramatic, but then like so many people I've spoken to, I kind of had a really productive month where I just went, oh, everything's gone away. I can write that song I promised the film director and I can get a bunch of stuff done. And then I kind of hit a wall and got a bit sad about the world, so I had a bit of a delayed reaction. Tim Minchin looks back on his career and said, I've written two musicals, which have won Best Musical Olivier's, and Matilda is a Grammy nominated, and Upright is very critically acclaimed and stuff, and someone in England will be like, comic Tim Minchin turns his hand to drama or something. And I'm like, hold on a second, I've done a lot more not comedy than I've done comedy, so can we just not call me a comedian so I have a chance to just be what I want to be? And firstly, how lucky I am to have any career, so it would be ridiculous of me to complain. But also, it's working. I think I've managed to do the impossible, which is people mostly try to not refer to me as one thing or another, which, as you know, is a hell of a thing. It's really, really cool. So I ran the numbers for August. It was the second most listened to month of the podcast. August, you usually see a dip in the numbers, so I'm perfectly thrilled with what happened in August. And I want to thank all of you. Rennie, I see you evangelizing for the show every day. Much appreciated, everybody. Follow on Spotify, subscribe on Apple or Google, and I'll see you tomorrow.